Pets, Created by God for Our Benefit, by Beyond Today writer Janet Treadway. Sometimes we think that our animals are dumb, but I beg to differ. I have two orange cats. My Reuben is a sweet little boy, but he also knows exactly how to get attention when he wants food. If I ignore him, he will get on the counter that he is allowed on, which, by the way, he knows where he is allowed, and start knocking things off the counter, then peeping at me around the corner to see if I noticed. If I continue to ignore him, he will once again find something else to knock on the floor, and then peep around the corner to see if I can see him. Of course, he knows how to get me out of my chair and feed him. I can only take so much of things dropping on the floor. I love my two orange cats, Reuben and Clay. They are 11-year-old brothers. We inherited them as kittens from a relative who could no longer take care of them. My husband, Charles, and I never dreamed we would love these two boys as much as we do. Each one has their different personalities. Reuben has a stronger personality and is afraid of nothing. Clay is the opposite. Clay is so timid and shy. We have to take special care of him with lots of tenderness and encouragement, which has improved his shyness. We have learned so much from these two very different boys. God gave humanity these awesome creatures for our good and commanded us to love them and care for them. Why? Because it is good for us. Did you know that caring for a pet is actually healthy for you? Caring for a pet has been shown to lower stress, reduce depression and anxiety, and increase energy. Several studies have shown that dog owners have healthier statistics for several cardiovascular criteria, including blood pressure, cholesterol, and triglyceride levels, than non-owners. Additionally, students have shown that heart attack sufferers who have pets have longer survival rates than those who do not. When you look into the eyes of your pet, it causes the feel-good hormones, oxytocin and serotonin, to increase. That goes for cat lovers as well. That there are all kinds of benefits of owning a cat as well. It is amazing how God created the animals for our good and for our health. God requires us to take good care of them. Why? Because they belong to Him. In Psalm 50, verses 10 through 11, it says, "For every beast of the forest is mine, the cattle on 1,000 hills. I know all the birds of the hills, and all that moves in the field is mine." Jesus himself said, "Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they?" Matthew 6, verse 26. And God even takes note of a sparrow when it falls. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? And not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father? Matthew 10, verse 29. God gave these beautiful animals for us to love and care for, and in turn they provide us with many benefits. Pets teach us so much about tenderness and caring, which reflects our Heavenly Father's character and how He cares for us. Because my cats have different personalities, I have to treat them differently. God deals with us differently because of our different personalities and our different backgrounds. Pets totally depend on us for their care, protection, and for our love. Every pet owner knows that our pets crave our attention and love. We also should crave love, care, and protection from our Father in heaven, who willingly gives it to us. We would never want to abuse our pets, as I have seen in some cases, because God is their ultimate owner, and we would never want God to abuse us. We must treat our pets as we would want God to treat us. Whoever is righteous has regard for the life of his beast, but the mercy of the wicked is cruel. Proverbs 12, verse 10. So love your pets, enjoy your pets, and know they are all a gift designed perfectly from God for our benefit, for our learning, which has been entrusted in our care by God. For more helpful content, visit us online at ucg.org.